21, Mike, flooding impacts in the Northeast.
Yeah, good afternoon, everyone. Commission members, Secretary Hepler, Mike Klasowski, Regional Wildlife Supervisor in the Northeast. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yes.
All righty. Today I'll be presenting on wildlife information item number 21, flooding issues in the Northeast. In addition to the verbal information that I'm providing, I also have provided a lake access issue document as well. As the title says, basically we have record water levels all over Northeast South Dakota right now. And of course, we have some of those record water levels down in the Southeast as well, but it certainly is very widespread in the Northeast. You know, we get a lot of questions on what has caused all this water, and to sum it up in three points, we've had 10 to 15 years of wet weather. We never really had a chance to really draw down, never really had a chance to dry up. Winter of 2018, 2019, we had record snowfall. It was an absolute, probably the worst winter I can remember ever in my entire life. It was just pretty brutal. And then, of course, last year we had 2019, we had the summer of rain. It just never stopped raining, and the water levels just kept going up and up and up and up. At the epicenter of our high water levels and flooding, we have Day County and the surrounding counties that have been impacted the most. Examples of high-use fisheries that have been impacted or have significant water levels increasing: Bitter Lake is 2 feet higher than its record level. That record level was set in 2011, and prior to that, it would have been in the 90s. So we're absolutely way past the old record. And Bitter Lake is the end of the line for a long list of lakes that are in that watershed. And experts predict basically that that water level is just going to keep going up and up and up as the summer goes on. Again, just to kind of give you an example of how much water, how much more water there is in some of these areas, since 1991, Bitter Lake has went up 32 feet. So it's really just gone up quite considerable. Another example of a high-use fishery would be Wabe Lake. That's 1 foot above its record level right now. And since 1991, Wabe has come up 21 feet. So it's the landscape and water has changed considerably, and it's a very different picture from the early 90s and then into the early 2000s, and here we are today. We keep saying that this water is going to go away at some point, but now I think it's just really tough to imagine where this water is going to go and where is it going to go anytime soon. What does this mean for game, fish, and parks? What does this mean for the public that are out there recreating? Well, access is going to be much more difficult. Right now we have 18 different accesses alone in the Northeast where we're either flooded out and there is no access, or there's increased water and the level of capacity for how many people can go there or what kind of boat can put in there is dramatically reduced. So basically what it means is that there's less places for people to access and to get in there and do some fishing. In addition to that, we have road closures across the state that are due to safety issues that county and townships are dealing with. Some of those areas were pretty popular areas to fish from shore, so that further kind of pushes folks into some of the areas that are still available and still open to fish. What does this mean for landowners, more angler fishing, boating, boaters close to their farms, close to their cattle operations? We're seeing water up here where we've never seen water before. And talking to a producer here up on the Wabe Lake complex, when they were young, the water was a mile, 2 miles away, and they now have that water's edge beating on their door. Literally, it's 30 feet away, and they've had to move their cattle back because of the issues that they have with that water coming into the pasture, coming into the cattle yard, etc. It also means more negative angler landowner contacts. Right now, when you have that high water and you have producers out there trying to get some stuff done, and you have folks driving boats in and fishing, doing all sorts of things like that, it's really really difficult to get some of that stuff done when you have that sort of activity going on, especially when you have a boater in there where boaters have never been before, because that water has recently connected, maybe in the last even couple weeks or this last spring. An example of a negative contact that we recently had reported to us, again up on Wabe Lake, we had a bay that has connected, and anglers can now get in there via, you know, whatever, a pay access, a public access, or however which way they got on. But these people were out there, they were doing some bow fishing, and bow fishing also involves spotlights and involves going out at night, and they're bow fishing for rough fish, and it's quite a fun time. However, when you're doing that at night and cattle are close to the water's edge, it did spook some cattle. They had some issues where cattle were pressed into a fence line, and the next morning they had a couple calves dead. So that's the kind of things that we're dealing with up here in the Northeast, and we're fairly sensitive to that and want to help as best as we can. Game fishing parks up here, we've been asking sportsmen and women, anglers, boaters, etc., just to be respectful. We have some of these areas that are freshly inundated with water, and we're asking that they use good common sense. If you see you have a producer, you have a cattle operation, you have equipment stored, we're asking that they just use good common sense and stay out of those areas. There are so many different places to fish up here. If you look at Wabay Lake alone, you're looking at 15,000 plus acres, and there's just many places for people to fish. So we ask that they be respectful when they're out there recreating, as we've really been hitting on over the last year or so. And also game fishing parks. I mean, we're out there, we're looking for ways that we can help some of these landowners out. Next week, Deputy Secretary Roebling, Commissioner Whitmire, myself, we're going to go meet with some landowners up here in the Northeast and kind of really boots on the ground, see what's going on, and visit with them and see what sort of things we can do. So it's been a real issue, both for landowners and for sportsmen and women to kind of, sort through this water issue. So with that, I'll take any questions.
Questions for Mike? Questions or comments? No, thank you, Mike.
Thank you.